Hello everyone, this is Estra and Tovo. Hi Tovo. And we're bringing to you the third episode of Disassembling Babel, Apply German for Immigrationsanwärterkandidaten, Season 1. Tovo, how are you today?
How am I today? Mir geht es gut. Wie geht es dir?
Mir geht es gut, danke schön. Apparently, we're both fine. And German. IRL. And I think we're jumping right into it, because today we have a pretty, well, we have a full program, I'd say.
Yeah, it's, at least the script looks very full.
It does. And we have a script. Woo! Woo! So let's do a little recap of where we got stuck last time around. I think we introduced two personas called Brian and Alisa. Tovo, what do we remember about last time around?
Well, what we remember is that Brian and Alisa met at the Congress, at an unspecified number of Congress, but maybe 2073, but you never know. And Brian was a maker from somewhere beyond the pond, and Alisa was a maker from Finland, if I remember correctly.
I think she's thinking of moving to Berlin, at least temporarily, to start her studies in IT something.
Yeah, I forgot that backstory.
So probably she's not a maker, because she also didn't know about the TV Be Gone.
No,
but wait, apparently they both like to talk in German, although they have no clue.
No, I think we're actually having the wrong way around. I think that's Brian was a bit irritated about that thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Alisa was fiddling around with a TV Be Gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, if you say so. I mean,
I have it here.
Fair enough. I have no memory.
In green on white or something in a Titan pad.
Fair enough. I thought I could trust my Vim pad. So yeah, Brian and Alisa meeting at the Congress. What happens next to her?
Yeah, they meet. They go to try out the TV Be Gone in the local Media Markt, where we did a very rather silly try at counting how many TVs we turned off. And after that, they went to have a bite at a burrito restaurant thingy something. Well, somewhere where someone can order burritos anyway.
I think it's called Dolores.
Dolores? I have no fucking idea.
I remember the most important parts about it, you see.
Dolores, huh? I was there. Yeah.
And again, I think we practiced some counting of cookies, if I'm...
I think chocolate cookies, yeah. But not mistaken. And like some general waiter-customer talk.
So. Gotcha. Well, in fact, our listeners don't yet have much clue about the whole grammar of this language. So we're rather, you know, trying to bring to you, dear listener, a very fairly straightforward, really, really easily understandable type of, well, communication or interaction. But with today's episode, we will jump forward to verbs and how to conjugate these. That's going to follow in a bit. But for a recap, how about we go through the numbers from 0 to 10 again, and let's expand this array of numbers to maybe 30. Total.
Yeah. Oh. I'm supposed to say something. Yeah, I'm not really distracted. I'm just like, when's she going to
Let's look up what the numbers are called in English. Right. So I think we started with 0 last time around, which is null. But of course, for any program, is really, really fairly easy to remember. Yeah. Or for anyone, because it's null in English as well. So 0 is null. Mm-hmm. How about 1?
Das ist die 1.
2.
2 oder 2 sometimes.
3.
3.
4.
4.
5.
5.
6.
6.
7.
7.
8.
8.
Nine.
Nine.
Ten.
Zehn. It feels like you're having a German echo there.
Grips. The German echo again. I thought we had taken care of that. Probably our listeners want some time to repeat the numbers on their own, at home, sitting in front of their whatever shiny device it is they're listening to this podcast through. Yes, they will. Okay, I'm just going to jump through the numbers from 0 to 10 again. This is 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So what's 4?
4. How about 6? Was the test now?
Yes. Oh, probably we could do a test for our listeners. Like,
7.
Okay, that will be 7. You have 3 seconds to answer. 6.
42.
Hey, that's unfair.
That's advanced, yeah.
No, let's keep this test maybe for next time around. I'm sure this is going to be awesome fun. However, we're not even able to say what time it is in German yet. I think this is an unbearable circumstance, which we have to get rid of as soon as possible. So now that we can count until 10.
Yes.
I guess, just like in English, where 11 and 12 do not really resemble adding the number the term 1 to the term 10. 10-1? 10-2? Doesn't really work. Or 1-10, 2-10. It's pretty much the same in German. Mm. There's not really much for us to talk about anything starting above 21. But until we get there, it might sound a little confusing at first. So, Tomo, what was 10 again?
10.
Now, what's 11?
Elf.
Elf. You can remember it's just like an elf binary. You spell it just the same way.
Some people would probably go for the Tolkien elves as an easier reference.
Fair enough. Fair enough. This is a really good point. I wouldn't think of this. Surely you're into role
playing stuff.
Play games, things. Right.
Or fantasy or other shit. Yeah.
So yeah, elf is 11. How about 12?
12. What you can see there is you have 1 and 2 stuck together.
Oh my god. Yeah, now that I look at it this way around, it's a whole new perspective you're giving me to like this new approach to the German languages.
Here, incredible. The dozen ends, and after the dozen, the numbers get a bit more regular.
That's true. So what's 13 then?
13.
What was 3 again?
Genau. 3.
What was 10 again?
10.
So 13 is?
13. You just, you know, it's the other way around. It's not like 10-3, but it's 3-10.
3-10. Yeah, I think some of our listeners might think now we're total liars because we told them that German is going to be difficult, and it's totally not.
Well, numbers are easy, but...
Well, okay, that's a fair point. So let me guess, what is 14? Is it 4 and 10?
Ah, you could be right. Maybe 14.
14, you say. So how about 15?
15.
And 16?
16. You have to, it's most people say 16 as one word, which is like a contraction in the middle because of the double S, S and the Z meeting.
What about those people who don't say 16? Because I don't know any.
16, sorry.
Right, which is, no, well, anyway. So, let's recap what 6 is spelled like.
6?
And that is not an S-E-X. Dear listeners, pay attention. This is S-E-C-H-S.
Sicht.
Right, now,
from the 16th part.
If you take this S-E-C-H-S part and apply the 10 part, which is 10, obviously, okay, there is no way you could pronounce the S-Z correctly. So just skip the S. Yeah. It's 16.
The S-Z would be another character, and because of the, let's say type mismatch at this point of SZs and the word ending at that point, basically being having a break at that point, you just like throw away the S.
Always a good thing to do. Throw away S's wherever you can.
S's, yeah.
Now, how about 17? Is there a little more regularity again?
This is where it gets a bit irregular again, because you don't start counting the pure number, but like more of the counting part of the number. It's 17.
Which so what is was 7 again?
From 7. And 17 is, well, it has three syllables, which is a bit complicated, so to say, which is why because there's two syllables in the first part, it just got factored away, so to say.
I'm wondering now, am I the only person to think of, well, I think this is the first time in life that I heard, you know, 17 spelled out like that, and I'm thinking Rübezahl. I don't know why. Has this ever happened to you, Tobo?
Thinking of Rübezahl all the time when he's in my Twitter stream.
But probably that's also because, you know, the term Zahl means number.
Yeah.
Right? Right.
Yeah. And Kraftzahl. That's just,
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. So back to the subject. Christ, 17 is...
17.
No, 18.
18. It's 8, 10 literally, but often enough you will find people skipping the T.
Yeah, not when they're writing it, though. Right.
Or 16 also.
In oral 16, communication.
16, you also write it with an S, but you speak it without.
No, you don't. I mean, yes, in the beginning.
Yeah.
There is no second S in 16.
Doch.
No.
That depends on who you ask.
Come on. Are you up for a bet? No, there's definitely not. I think we will link to an appropriate Wikipedia page.
The Wikipedia article does go for the spelling without the S.
Well, there we go. See? Got you right there.
But.
There is no but. No. Don't confuse our listeners. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay, when were we, when did we get stuck? 18, right? 18. 18. Yeah. So how about 19?
19.
But that's very regular. You can hear every single character. I like this one. Can you say it again for me?
19.
Wonderful. What was 12 again?
12.
Right. And 11?
11.
And 16?
16.
Okay. Fair enough. I think you're German.
Wow. Miss Austrian.
So I guess we're through the teens. This might be very helpful if you're at Congress and you get asked about, you know, somebody inquires your age and you're still a teen. But how about if you're not?
Let's just go up to Astra's age, okay?
Skip that one. So, how about people are 20? Or it's... I'm going to make the... Don't let me forget to make a reference to how we talk about times in German-speaking countries. Mm-hmm. Because we're odd. And we want to prove that every time we can. what's 20?
20.
Does that in any way sound like to and, you know, Zig, like move Zig or something?
It's sort of written that way, yeah, but I don't know what the real root of the word is, but it comes probably from, well, let's see here.
Googling, huh?
Yeah, actually, I'm looking it up right now.
Excellent. So let's just say we kept the ZW from terms like 2, 2, or 12, 12. And just, you know, insert random vocal here. In this case, it's an A. And we get 20.
The actual part, how to split it up, is there were two words in old German, old High German. It's Zwein, which is sort of like twin in German, so like meaning two, yeah? And Zig, which just means a lot of something, yeah?
This is also something you can still use today. Like, yeah. If you Zig say Dutzend. Many, many, mm-hmm. you could just say Zig.
Yeah, or Zig Dutzend something as
I think that Zig is even used more frequently than Dutzend these days. Kids
maybe,
these days
maybe,
have no commemoration of where Dutzend came from. Dutzend
maybe down with your guys.
Which is why I gotta move to Berlin. Now let's prepare myself a little more for this
prepare?
Move. Yeah. Nothing to do with it. So again, twenty was what?
20.
Excellent. So how about 21?
21.
Now it's getting really interesting. So what
again,
was one again?
Eins. And 20.
Now, what about the und in between? Doesn't this sound like a conjunction?
It sounds like the English word and, which is derived from the German und, which is derived from the Latin ad. Aber, yeah. Anyway.
Thank you, Turbo.
It's an and in German. The German and is und. Just
That's
take
really,
the A away
really,
and put
really
the U in and you're gone.
Easy.
And, well, which just is, it's like 1 and 20, 2 and 20, and that's how we're going to count the 20s.
Is that also how we're going to count the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s?
Yes.
How about the 90s? Because they were really tasteless. Do we count them as well? Just this
yes.
manner?
We
gotcha.
Do count them.
Gotcha. So we're not as odd as the French. Still, we're working
actually,
on it.
No, actually not.
Okay, let's go through the 20s real quickly, Tobo. Would you do
okay,
that for us?
Okay, I'll just start with 21, which is 21, 22, or 22 for some people, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29.
Excellent. That was easy.
Yeah, which is just like the numbers without any shortening or something, and 20. It's
now, I figured as this is getting easier from the tens up, that starting from 20, these tenth potentials, whatever, English, what the hell.
Not,
like
not power,
30, 40, 50, 60, whatever.
You want to say powers of 10, but that's wrong. It's just multiples of 10.
Multiples of 10, thank you. Thank you. Nothing to do with power.
Powers
so
of 10,
I guess these are getting easy as well.
Yeah.
Is that true?
They're just like when I started explaining with the 20, like two words, it's the Zig and a slightly other version of the single numbers.
Ah.
So we have like the 430, we have 30, which is just like 3 and 6, but with a s in between, not a z.
Now which s is this?
It's the sharp S, the one that looks like a beta or something. I think we had that in the first.
We did in the first lecture.
Yeah. First episode. And then there's 40, which is regular again, 4 and 6, and 50, 60, 70, sorry, almost fell for that one, 80 and 90. So it's sort of like the 10 to 20 range, just with a 6 and not a 10, I mean, 10 at the end.
My God, is that easy? I guess everyone who's listening to us right now and is not getting distracted as easily as you, Tovo, will be able to count from 0 to 99 in German right now. That's just, how about, well, we can do a little test. What's 66 in German?
66.
How about the two most important numbers ever, 23 and 42?
23 and 42. Also 47.
How about 86?
86. 86. Always remember, turn it around.
Now, as we're approaching the 100 and everything, what happens after 99 or 99?
Yeah, we have 99, and then we get to an x power of 10, 100, and then, yeah, we have then 100, which is just like the English 100, and then we just go on like before. Yeah, 101 would be 101, 102, 102, and so on. Just put the 100, which is just 100 in front of it, and just use the other numbers after that.
How about 200?
200, just 200.
Now, if I remember correctly, that works the same way in Germany as it does in Austria. So you could say 100 for the term 100, or 100,
yeah,
as well as say 100, 100, mm-hmm. 100, 200, 300, and so on. So whether you put this ein in front of the 100 does not make any much difference.
It's just like it's not saying, it's just like a short form, so to say.
The one part where this whole counting thing gets a little tricky is when you think of which number, you know, to say first. It's not the classic, well, we're reading from left to right kind of direction thing. We say 124, but you in fact say 104 plus the 20.
It's just
it's a little bit confusing. You just have to get used to it.
The ones below 100 are just like turn around at the end, so to say.
Right. So, well, I guess we can count better than last time around.
At least that, yeah.
I did mention previously that there was something odd about how we talk about time in German.
We use a 24-hour system. But,
that's true. I think this is just odd.
But then again,
nobody might be really, you know, upset about this, except for me. So instead of 8 p.m., we would say 20 o'clock. No p.m.,
although,
a.m., whatever required. Although
most people actually use a 12-hour system because they're too lazy and the numbers less or equal than a dozen are more easy to say.
So, if I go to like the train station and ask for a ticket in the afternoon or in the early evening, what might the person at the counter tell me? At what times are there trains this afternoon? They might just say 15 o'clock. And 32 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
In German, this would be called 15 Uhr 32. We don't say the minutes part afterwards. So
indeed.
Just 15 Uhr 32 yeah. is 15 o'clock and 32 minutes. Yeah. Now, if I give you a call, Tova, and I'm like, hey, I'm in your town tonight. How about, what you doing after, like, 8?
Yeah.
I mean PM. And I'm, in fact, mean 20 o'clock. But I would say, hey, Tova, ich bin in deiner Stadt. Was machst du 8?
Yep. Which is, it's just like an implied case. And can lead to some friction at some point where some people say, yeah, I'm there at 8, and suddenly they're there at 8 in the morning, not 8 in the evening. But that's rare cases.
I didn't know you were friends with Kivagi, too.
I don't even know him, actually.
Fair enough. So, we're lazy asses, therefore we kind of use the 12-hour system.
Yeah, because...
Just not on paper. Because you won't have us nailed down to it.
Because the numbers are, like, nicer, because it's, like, as I said, there's... all numbers of a dozen and lower are a single syllable. Yeah, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, it's easy, yeah, whereas you have to use 2 syllables for the larger ones, which is why it gets...
What do you say for 7?
7? With one exception. Anyway, it's very fast to say, whereas the 13, etc. are 2-word parts. That's not.
Also, nobody can really. I mean, let's just figure it's 8 already, and I got drunk at 5. There's no way I could correctly pronounce the word 15. 15. Like, this is just not gonna happen. I think this is also what reflects the tradition of,
you know,
German and Austrian lifestyle.
We're so drunk we can't even say our own numbers all the time. Berkele. Oh, wait, wrong.
Okay, so back to serious business. We're done with the numbers. We're done with times. Again, you say hour, Uhr, minute, like 15 Uhr 32 or 20 Uhr 8 or 24 Uhr 11 or something.
24 Uhr 11? We don't really use 24 Uhr
really?
Something.
We do.
No.
Well, you don't. Fair enough.
In Germany, it's 23:59 and 0. There's no 24 o'clock.
Really?
Yep.
I hope I'm not bullshitting, but I think we say 24 Uhr. I think we say 24 Uhr for 0 Uhr, but we wouldn't say 24 Uhr something.
Ah, yeah. Well, that
would make more
probably,
sense.
Probably, yeah.
Hakai. There's another thing that we try to get into your heads and brains, dear listeners, last time around. Which was, I think we started in the first episode already with the articles, the definite articles, with the masculine forms, that is. And we introduced the female gender of the definite article last time around. Now, the only part that's missing, I think, of the definite article is the neutral gender. Is that correct, Tova?
Yep.
So do we have any example of, you know... Yep. A noun that's neutral.
Picking up where we left last time, we were in a restaurant, and a restaurant, coming from the French restaurant, is also a restaurant in German. So we have das Restaurant.
Awesome. That sounds easy. Yeah. So das Restaurant would be first case singular. Right, so if we're referring to like the space in front of the restaurant, something of the restaurant, that would be second case. How do you decline das to the second case singular?
So we have, and then we go to the, wait, focus, breathe in, breathe out. Yeah, so after having the first case of das Restaurant, we go to a second, the genitive case of des Restaurant.
S- S- Right. Did everyone hear that? Because there is an S at the end of the noun. We have
des
this
restaurants.
Right. If you remember, we had this with the masculine article already. Second case, singular, there's always an S in the end of the word.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you, Tobo. How about the
third
case?
The third, the dative, the dative,
like
whatever. It's
whom
is the question.
The restaurant, yeah, well.
Yeah, it's dem Restaurant.
And that sounds fairly familiar as well, doesn't it?
Yes, from the male forms.
So unimaginative. I can't believe it. How about the fourth case, singular?
Den Restaurant. Oh, wait, sorry. It's actually das Restaurant, but you can actually use den Restaurant sometimes, but it's.
Yeah, if
usually
if it
das
was
Restaurant.
Masculine, you could. Sorry,
you
if
can
it was male, you could. You
yeah.
Germans.
If you know Latin, it's like the same conjugation scheme as in Latin.
Okay. Just to step through the singular of the neutral gender definite article. Once again, real quickly. There was das Restaurant, des Restaurants, dem Restaurant, und das Restaurant. There's also a lot of restaurants in Germany or Berlin or whatever. We could even say there's zig restaurants there. How do we refer to all of them?
I want to hear the plural. I was like, what is he trying to get at? Is it some Austrianism?
I know, it's late.
No.
Okay, so restaurants, what's that?
Yeah. Die Restaurants, with an S at the end.
So it's getting really lame here. We know this one really already enough. Like, we had that before. Die Restaurants. Second case, plural.
Der Restaurants.
Really lame. Third case, plural.
that's interesting. Den Restaurants? Yeah, I think schon. Den
and how about the fourth case, plural?
It's still den, no?
No, it's die.
Oh, wait, it's die again. Yeah, right. It's, yeah.
Because we had that already with the female and the masculine gender.
Yes, I'm sorry. I don't know my own language. Yay!
Well, that's something you have in common with, a whole lot of Germans. Like, a percentage so high. No, wait, we can actually say that in German already. Awesome.
80%.
I wanted to say that, but I wouldn't, because we're like on radio and stuff. I'm sure somebody can cut this out of the recording at least afterwards, if they want to, or, some flaming on some mailing list, whatever. Again, I think... let's just compare this real quickly. If we take one male term with a male article, like der Burrito, compare it to a female term like die Apfelschorle, and some of our listeners might really think now, what the hell is an Apfelschorle and how will I ever be able to pronounce that? You don't have to. You could also just come to Austria where we say Obig Spritz dazu.
Right, which is so much easier.
Okay, so the Apfelschorle is basically just apple juice with, mineral water or tap water or whatever.
There's a Wikipedia article for it.
Oh my god. We will link to that. No, Tovo will link to
that
English. Because he mentioned it. Excellent.
I need to write it down for me.
Yeah, please take a note. So, Der Burrito, die Apfelschorle, das Restaurant. We will compare exclusively for you the plural. So the plural of der Burrito would be die Burritos. Plural of die Apfelschorle would be die Apfelschorlen. Mm-hmm. And the plural of das Restaurant, as we know already, is die Restaurants. So there's nothing uncommon here, except for, as you could say, burrito gets an S as an indicator of plural in the end of the noun, as does the restaurant. However, die Apfelschorle gets an N. Why is this? It is mainly because Apfelschorle ends with an E. I guess this is the whole explanation to that, isn't it?
Different word stems.
Yeah, right. Well, it's, yes.
Whatchamacallit, declinations.
So is there anything other that could happen to us except for an S in the end as an indicator for a plural or an N in the end as an indicator for the plural form? Or just like nothing because we're not even, you know, worrying there's, about the fact that anyone could not get it straight?
There's some borrowed words which have a thingy.
Thingy.
Whatchamacallit. some have their own plurals preserved.
I guess there's a lot of Latin or Greek Latin terms that that could use an A in the end, except instead of the O-N. But really, dear non-German speaking audience, you're going pretty. You're pretty safe in just attaching an S in the end, or maybe if it just does not sound right and your opposite part just looks at you as if you've never been to Germany before, try an N. Works sometimes.
Which can lead for some funny results. Yogurt.
Right. Not going to talk about yogurt ever after. So, again, that was die Burritos. Mark that this is male. Die Apfelschorlen, female. And die Restaurants, neutral. And the second case, that would have been der Burritos, der Apfelschorlen, der Restaurants. Third case, den Burritos, den Apfelschorlen und den Restaurants. And fourth and last case, plural, die Burritos, die Apfelschorlen und Ende, die Restaurants. Now, if that's not easy enough, we're introducing something new and super easy. Right here, right now, it is the indefinite article. Tobo, what the hell is an indefinite article?
So, besides having funny articles like we Germans have, we've only introduced the definite articles before, which refer to a specific instance or an object, so to say, if you want to use programming terms. Or in general, that's like... if you have a set of things like laptops, yeah, you can say that you want a laptop or the laptop, you know, as we know it in English. And we have the similar terms in German, but we don't use not as easy as in English, because English only uses the A, which is eventually...
Right, that's even easier. Tovo, could you just remind me, because my memory is really, really bad today. Like, Merlock fail all over. What was the correct translation for one again?
Eins.
Now, what is the indefinite article, male, female, and neutral?
Where was getting to? Ein.
Oh, no, it is so easy.
Yes. It just is more like it's one of those. And we just say ein so and so.
Well, so how about the burrito, Apfelschorle and restaurant example?
Haben wir dann ein Burrito, eine Apfelschorle and ein Restaurant. The eine is the E at the end of the ein with the Apfelschorle. Is an adjustment for the female gender, but that's it.
Now, we can also decline the indefinite article. And I guess, as this is getting easier and easier from here on, it will just be the same ending as with the definite articles. Is that true?
Yep. So we have, like, for burrito, we have ein burrito, eines burrito, einem burrito, einen burrito. Yeah, and yeah.
Burritos. Yeah, well, there's no iron
there's no plural,
right?
It's just like, you just leave it away. It's just like burritos.
There is something in the plural, though, which says, like, a couple of. And it's called einige.
But you don't... It's not
but yeah, just don't confuse it. And don't try to put it in a phrase like now. Just use sich.
Mm?
Always think of moving sich. Really important in life.
Because einige is not a... not an article, it's just a counting word.
It's a numeral, as I know since today, because I actually had a look at the Wikipedia page, and for different words, and I was just thinking, where are we standing at in this series of, you know, rather undocumented lessons? And I was wondering, how many words can there be? I mean, we know about nouns now and articles, and there's, like, you know, verbs, which is what we're getting at, really. Promise, pinky promise. what's left? I mean, there's, like, you know, a couple of pronouns. We can go through them with verbs. And then there's adjectives and adverbs. Is there anything other than that left? And apparently... And so says Wikipedia, and I think I can trust that because it reminded me of back in the days when I was sitting at school and had to, you know, go through texts where you had one line per verb and you would, term.
Mm-hmm. Term, whatever.
And on the right side of the word, you would have to note down what, you know, what kind of declination that was,
mm-hmm.
or conjugation or flexation or whatever, things that you forget about, like, half a week after the exam. I found out the German is following the so-called 10-Wortartenlehre. And yes, dear listeners, you do understand the first part of this, which is 10, which stands for 10. So we have 10 kinds, kinds of words.
Types.
Wörter, what?
Types.
Types, okay,
types.
Okay. And Lehre is just like, you know, well, a specific studies.
It's like,
or,
yeah,
you
like
know, the. It's not really
teaching,
a science,
school.
But yeah.
Yeah, something.
Something more or less resembling a science. Now, 10-Wortarten-Lehre includes the noun that we, I guess, every one of us knows a noun now, and we also know that if you're saying it in plural, a pen and S most likely works.
Mm-hmm.
we have the verb, what we're getting at. We have an adjective, we have an adverb. We'll still need some time until we get there. We have a pronoun, which in German we also call a Fürwort. We're getting there today.
Which is just like the translation of pronoun.
Right. there's prepositions, there's conjunctions, out of which we know one already, since we can count up to 21, starting with today. So there's one conjunction we know is und, which is the same as and.
Mm-hmm.
Numerals, we know a couple of these, by far not all of them. Sich, for example, is a numeral as well.
Mm-hmm.
We know all of the articles now. Hooray! Every single one of those fucking articles. And then there's interjections. I have to admit, I gotta Google this one myself. I didn't yet, because I was like, yeah, we're not gonna get there today. What happened?
Yeah, it's an interjection. Hoch.
Oh.
I was giving examples.
I see. It's like, aw, is that an interjection as well?
Yeah, actually it is.
What about OMG, BBQ, LOL?
All those would classify as adjectives because they're like single sentences, which...
Awesome. So, in fact, we know these already. I should mark them as we went through them. So, we don't have to talk about interjections anymore. If you already passed the course, the internet course of LOLspeak, I'm pretty sure most of our listeners do know all of the common interjections already. Now, yeah, that was 10, actually. Say it's not that much, I guess. Everyone can speak German in like a couple of weeks. Now, coming back to the verbs. I mean, the verbs is really what's missing now, because if you have a noun with an article and you have a verb, you can actually, you know, build a proper phrase. Not just like us, like Tovo and me, who cannot build a proper phrase anymore because we lived in these countries too long. You could really, you know, make things or words or phrases or, you know. Now, in verbs, I read. I read as much. So in the conjugation of words, or flexation of words, this is so much easier to say. There's this thing called primary conjugation. And in fact, this is just altering the person and the number of whatever verb you're referring to. So there's also things like, you know, tense and aspect, the mood and, you know, gender and whatever. But primary conjugation, which is what we're focusing on this lecture, is just altering person and number. In fact, that will be treated pretty much the same way as in our male-female-neutral article examples. We will just pick a couple of regular examples of regular verbs and conjugate or flexate through them. Just on a side note, German is pretty famous, I guess, for a large, large number, I could even say zig verschiedenen, irregularen Verbi, irregular verbs. Also, we use a lot of auxiliary verbs, and they have a slightly different function than in the English, slightly more confusing. But we're not going to focus on these now. Because, I mean, we did learn neutral and, like, indefinite article and, you know, counting up to whatever number, I guess 999 by now, already. So let's just go through the most regular verbs ever.
Yeah.
Like...
Simple examples.
Tovo.
Gehen, which is walking. So we have, like, so our characters walked a lot, probably getting from the MediaMarkt and then to the Dolores, you said? Yeah, something like that. And they walked. So they would, the German word for walk is gehen, which is in general like the term, it's actually the go somewhere word, but it's also the walk word. So it's like two uses in one, so to say. And yeah. I'll just start with, as you would know, like in English you have I walk, you walk, he, she, it walks, we walk, they walk, and we walk, you walk, and they walk. And as you can see, there is not much going on there in the sense of the walk word, not really adjusted.
Yeah, there's a little more going on in German, isn't there?
So, in German, we actually do something with our word. That's conjugation, declination. I always get these mixed up. Declension?
Declination is nouns, I believe.
Yeah,
conjugation is or flexation is verbs.
Flexation in this case.
Same difference.
Yeah. So, we will gehen. So, we start with singular. It's ich gehe. The ich part in this case is, the pronoun. And gehen has been stripped of the N at the end. It's like the word stem, as we say. Gehen is the infinitive form. Then we go on to du gehst, which is the second singular form. And you walk. And you see that the E has also gone and replaced by the ST.
Well, in fact, the stem of the word... in the case of gehen, is G-E-H. Just that everyone gets the age. Because if we say, we would very frequently say, geh mal wohin, and you wouldn't get the word stem anymore at all. But if we pronounce it a little more correctly, then it would be gehen wir wohin. And you can hardly, barely notice the H in there. So there is an H, and it's really, really important.
Yep.
So even if you say, or if Tovo, in this case, says, du gehst, there still is an H. And we call it an inaudible H. A silent H, probably? Yeah. So that was just a silent. I'm sorry to have interrupted you again, Tovo.
So we have the G stem first and the E at suffix, so to say, for the first singular and the ST suffix for the second singular. I can use und now. and we have the third singular case, which is he, she, it walks. We go to er, sie, es. It's the same. It's like the three pronouns, er, sie, and es. Geht. So you have the GEH stem and a T extension. It's like E-S-T-T, E-S-T-T.
Okay, so before we go to the plural here, we could look at the same singular forms or conjugations with other terms. Once again, I in German is what, Tovo?
Ich.
And you is?
Du.
And he is?
Yeah.
For a second there, I thought I said it in German. And she is?
Sie.
And it is?
Es.
Excellent. So, just like with gehen, walk, we could try the same thing with machen, make.
So we have machen, which is like making making something or making things, and it works the same way with as with gehen. So you need to get the word stem from gehen. It was G-E-H-E-N. It was G-E-H, and from machen, as you might expect, it's M-A-C-H, while the actual word has an E-N at the end. And then the singular cases are just like the same. So we have ich mache, du machst, er, sie, es macht.
How about talk?
Yeah, talk is reden. And again, you just strip off the en, go down to red, red. And then just ich rede, du rede. Okay, exception point in this case. I don't know really what the grammatical definition is. If it doesn't fit, if it needs some lubrication so that the words don't get stuck in your mouth, so say.
Wait, just a second there. I believe, I might be mistaken in fact, right? Mm-hmm. But I believe that the word stem of reden, to talk, is rede. I think the E is still part of the word stem. And this could lead to why we still use the E in front of the suffix there. I'm not really sure. So, just for our dear listeners, do not always strip off the EN and the end of the infinitive blindsidedly. It could be part of the word stem, in fact. So this E.
If you have a stopping consonant at the end, it's like it's a B, it's a D or something, which in German ends like. Then, I don't really know the correct terms for those.
Is there
words.
Another stopping consonant? Perhaps you could. How about a K? Is that a stopping consonant?
No, actually not.
Oh, good.
It's K. It has.
R isn't either. How about P?
I think it's not a stopping yet. Verb for P inside. P would help. Yeah, it's. Hoppen, du hopst. That doesn't.
But that's Hopsen. That doesn't count because there's an S in front of it.
Well, but we can make these words up and see if it looks okay in our mind.
So. Okay, how about... you know, in fact, I know one, but I don't think I can say that on the radio.
But there's no E there.
Anyway, as time goes by, we will probably find a rule for that we can share with our listeners.
Anyway.
Reden.
So, whatever it is, if it's the stem and we do a E for making it sound okay. No, in the case, it can't be an E at the word stem because then we had Rede. Because we had two E's at the end. So it must be Reds and the E just gets added for padding.
If you say so, Tobo.
Yeah, Ice would be R-E-D-E. And then
accepts. No, it doesn't have to. There would be exceptions, I'm sure.
My helping vowel theory is way better, I think.
Fair enough. So again,
Germans don't know our language anyway.
Single, the single forms of reden, talk. So,
to talk, reden, is ich rede, du redest, sie es redet. As you can see, it's like, well, either you don't add another E to rede, or you add an E for ST, before ST and T.
Okay, let's try a last one, which should be more easy. Which is also probably more interesting to our listeners, hacken.
Yeah.
And hacken, in fact, is just the same in German as it is in English.
Yeah, because we borrowed the word.
You would just blandly stole it.
Yeah, it's the when Americans get to kindergarten, I think we can go with hacken. It's kind of
a problem. Yeah, it's a more important term anyway.
Yeah.
You can have the kindergarten thing. Just, you know.
Have the kindergarten to take the hacking. Yeah. Also, hacken, or hacken, actually, because hacken in itself would be using an axe. There's a lot of jokes in that direction, and hackers often sometimes have axes with them, but yeah. Anyway, hacken. Ich hacke. Du hackst.
I thought it was hacken.
Ich hacke. There's.
Yeah, I think a lot of Germans do actually say hacken instead of hacken. I never got that part.
We should say hacken, but we say hacken. Maybe out of fun, maybe out of joke, or maybe because we're just stupid. I don't know.
I think it's pretty much the same as, you know, just recently. I don't know where, but I found this magazine and the term. Yeah, just any, you know, random magazine, not any, you know, specific, but random. And there was the term porn, like not pornography, but porn on the, I think it was a headline or something. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, finally, they spelled it internet speak as well. Because I got so used to, you know, seeing it spelled out as P-O-R-N, like P-R-O-N or P-R-0-N or something.
Prawn.
Right. I was like, this must be the incorrect way to spell it. Porn. And probably it's the same thing with hacken or hacken. Like, people got so used to the joke that is hacken instead of hacken that they now think it's the proper way of, you know, pronouncing this term.
That might be actually the reason, yeah. So anyway, ich hacke, du hackst, sie es hackt. It's like the German pronunciation, the English-German pronunciation, whatever, would actually like have an umlaut, so if you write it down.
And now,
yeah.
I think our time is over. If you found this interesting, listen to Disassembling Babel, Applied German for Immigrationsanwärterkandidaten, Season 1. Again, next time around, when we also give you the very, very secret part of the plural of conjugating or flexating verbs. For now, we'll leave you with a little quiz question. Something that every one of our listeners can, you know, properly answer after this episode.
Yep.
Let's see. Tell me what you think. I think everyone can by now say that he's working on, like, you know,
hacking something.
A lot of things. But I repeated the Zig thing too frequently today. So how about, I think somebody could be making 123 things right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the phrase we want you to translate now in the end of this episode, right now, because in 5 seconds we'll be telling you what it actually would sound like, is I make 123 things. Let's get 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So the question was, I make 123 things. Tobo, what is the correct answer?
Ich mache 123 Dinge.
Excellent. And with this, next time around, as I said, plural. And also, we know how the syntax of a phrase looks like pretty much by now. But how about the syntax of a question? Towel, well, it was much fun to be on this episode with you today.
Very confused Towel today.
And we'll talk about... Oh, right. I only had like 2 cups of coffee.
But
we'll talk soon.
The tin ex-vegan thingy. I'm there.
Right. We'll talk soon again. You'll hear of us soon again as well. And good night.
Yep. Good night.